sometimes. Now we're a little, few minutes late. Can everybody hear me okay in the back? Okay. I know this room doesn't have great acoustics, so. Anyway, I'm going to call this meeting to order. This is the Lake Shasta Community Services District monthly meeting, regular session. We are coming out of closed session. We have no actions, no action taken, just direction given. And let's start with the roll call, please, Jenny.
Director Chandler?
Here.
Director Cupp?
Here.
Director Mitchell?
Here.
Director Tucker?
Here.
Director Utek?
Here.
Okay, thank you. And Pledge of Allegiance. Paul, would you like to lead us?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Next item on the agenda, we have public comments, and we've done away with the cards because it really wasn't working that well. There's not that many of us. But if you would, if you'd like to speak, just raise your hand, let us know your name and address, and make your comments to the board if you can. We would like them to be as comments, not questions, because this is an opportunity for you to, you know, make your comments to the board, and what we'd like to do is make it so that we get back to you if you have a long concern or whatnot. We can't get into any discussion, so we're really not even supposed to answer questions. So we'd like to, like I said, just keep it to comments, and that's the other reason for having your address, so we can get back to you. Try to make the meeting as efficient and productive as possible. So anyway, we keep it to a minimum or maximum 30 minutes for the public comment. So would anyone like to make any public comments at this time? No? Okay. All right, then we will move on to our consent items. We have five items. Any items any director would like to pull? Are there questions of any items or whatnot? We've got lots of our police here and fire. Yeah?
Question for fire department. Congratulations on selling a piece of equipment. I was surprised to see that it's where it's going to end up. And then you have another piece of equipment that you have on the sales block. I know that we often benefit from getting lightly used equipment, but who buys our more heavily used equipment? Who's out on the market looking for those things?
For the one that we sold?
Yeah.
Well, it's going to Mexico, so I'm assuming fire department. I didn't really get any information other than that it's going to Mexico. The rescue that I want to sell, I can't imagine it going to the fire department anywhere, but I think it'd be a good piece for maybe like a plumber or some sort of construction worker looking to.
It's got a lot of attachments.
It's got a lot of storage. Yeah, it doesn't carry any water, it doesn't have a pump or anything like that. So I think it'd be good for a situation like that. That's what I'm hoping it sells to you.
And what's the age of it?
That one, I believe, is a 90.
The one we've had forever?
I've had it for a long time, ever since I've been here. Yeah, I think it's a 94. That's my best guess. And we haven't had that in service for 5 years. We used it for fuel abatement. The guys kept all the chainsaws on it and stuff like that. So we used it for that for a long time, but it's just been sitting in the old boathouse for a couple of years now. So it's definitely time to get rid of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You? Question?
Another two structure fires on your list.
Mm-hmm.
They were outside of Jesse.
Let me look real quick. You have one on my phone, sorry. Okay. I've got a bad memory on these. Looks like one was on the 30th, and that was in the city of Weed. And the other one was on Marble Avenue, which is Big Springs. And yeah, so nothing in the district for December.
Thanks.
Okay, so any questions for police?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Always have questions. So you had 302 calls for December. Is that a reflection of holiday? The number of calls. That's like 10 calls a day, roughly speaking.
Yeah, most of those, like I see, out of those 302 calls, 207 of them were non-criminal miscellaneous calls. So just comes a lot with, now we have four guys. Our numbers have kind of gone up. We got a little more proactivity of people driving around, doing patrols and other things. So just a miscellaneous of all sorts of random things we deal with on a daily basis.
Well, as usual, I'm very glad you're here.
Well, thank you.
I am very glad you guys are here. So thank you for the end of the year summary was kind of eye-popping for me, too. 2,600 service calls, and that's including a great deal of time when you had only three officers, so we couldn't cover anywhere near the number of hours that we all live here and that we are here. So that's a tremendous piece of work. Thank you.
Yeah, and I will take some credit. There was a couple weeks there where it was just one officer. There's a couple weeks there where it was just two. So it was an exhausting year. These numbers don't compare to bigger cities and whatnot, but for us, it's pretty high. I mean, I was asking Matt earlier, misdemeanor arrests, how many think we got for the whole year? And he's like, oh, maybe 20? Like, no, 30.
Yeah, 30,
business is a booming for us.
Yeah, and 14 felonies for the calendar year of 2025.
Yeah, I wish I could have included how many, like, actual cases we had. Historically, we averaged, like, 140 a year. Is that right?
Roughly.
About 140 a year the last 4 years or so. Last year, we only had like 85 criminal cases that we submitted to the DA's office. So with the traffic stops, I mean, our traffic stop numbers from mainly one guy, 475 people warned, 123 were cited. With those traffic stops you see all over Big Springs around the community, really lowers the amount of criminal activities that take place in our area. So it's a huge benefit to having those.
There's a direct connection.
There is, yes. Yes.
It was something else, but it's. I don't know what happened.
I know that feeling.
Yeah.
Anyone else? Questions? Okay.
All right.
Well, thank you guys for being here. Entertain a motion for the consent?
We have two other departments. Yeah, there's sewer and water. I noticed there's. A mill fire home rebuild.
Yeah, I was going to talk about that a little bit.
On the manager's report.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I can skip now. I was interested in the rebuild.
Okay.
Piece, but also we would like to have one other employee in the Public Works Department. Is that right? Are we fully staffed?
No, we're not. But not yet. We have four. I just hired a new employee. I was going to talk about that also.
Okay. All right, later. I make a motion we accept the consent items.
Okay. Do I have a second?
Okay.
Carl?
I should say Director Chandler.
Okay, motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay, motion carries unanimously. Okay, manager's report.
So the mill fire burn scar. We're seeing an uptick in construction. I think we got what, three or four that are in various parts of the process. And so it's, I think people are starting to, you know, I think that as time goes by, people forget, you know, and I think there's also some incentives that are going on with Roseburg and the settlements. I think people are under, there's some timelines on getting foundations in to get a payment from, so I think that's part of it also. We're also seeing, we have a guy in Rancho Hills that's inquiring about his lot, about the water and sewer availability, just up from my house, as a matter of fact. So there's interest. It seems to be, you know, maybe we're gonna have a little bit of construction going on. So that's good. Employees, we do have a new employee in Public Works, Justin Hostler is his name. He's a good young man. He's fitting in with the rest of the crew. That's one of the most important things, is getting along and fitting in with the crew. You know, we've had varying successes. With that, we lost, we lost Grant. I think I talked to you about that last time. He went to the county. And after that, Dallas, his brother, he also left. He got a job with the county. Sewer wasn't necessarily their thing, which I totally understand. I showed you guys some video of what they do for us, and I'm glad there's people that do the work for us that will do that, because it wouldn't be my thing either. I don't blame them. Also, a new development, Elena, you'll notice, is not here. She's left the district and taken a job with the McLeod CSD, the financial officer. I think it's a pretty good deal for her, and we wish her the best. And so that's that for the employees. Opened the burn site for the first time this last weekend, and Chief told me, I believe there was 9 people that showed up. I think we expected a bigger turnout, especially since we're taking pine needles now. So a little disappointing, you know. We'll see how it goes for the rest of the season. How many did we do total?
There's at least 4 more, maybe 5.
Yeah, I think that's right. So, so we'll see how it goes. I wanted to talk a little bit about it. I know I hesitate a little to talk about this, but I think it's important because it's in the community, and it's on Nextdoor, and there's a community member that is apparently not happy with our police department and is making a big deal on Nextdoor. Our police department is well trained. Our police department is trained in de-escalation. Our police department is always respectful to our citizens. This particular case, there have been several incidents with this family. I've reviewed all of the body cam footage with this, and our officers have been kind, patient, compassionate. And I just wanted to let you guys know that what's going on with this person is totally unfounded. And I think it's important to say that in public. So that's about all I've got.
Okay. Let's see. So we
have
tanks that we were
going to
talk about.
Oh, I thought we were going to talk about that in
next month. Okay.
No, in our goals.
Goals. Okay.
Yeah.
So, a couple things. One is that I think you, our new public works employees, didn't you have him shadow
yes.
public works so he would know what
yes.
he's getting in?
I tried chasing him off. I told him too. I told him, I said, I'm going to try to chase you off. I think he's going to be a good one. I think he's going to be, my goal is to hire people that are going to be career employees here, because there's a lot of learning to be done, a lot of very important learning to be done. I left out Jaime finally has got his operator and training certificate. So the 1 year clock started on December 19th is when he was issued the certificate. So Rodney's really happy about that. He sees light at the end of the tunnel. So Jaime's impressed me greatly with how he's progressed and the knowledge that he has and how seriously he takes this, because it's a very, very, very important job. The operator is responsible for the treatment plant and we're heavily scrutinized by the state. And it's important that everything is all the I's are dotted and T's are crossed, and Jaime does a fine job of that.
How long has he been with the district?
A little over 3 years. Yeah, come a long way. He's come a long way. He's a quiet young man, you know, and he doesn't like being in the spotlight. Doesn't like being in the spotlight, but he's really stepping up. I think he's got some untapped leadership qualities that I'm trying to that I will help him along with.
Okay. No further questions.
Public comment. Any comment? Can we have a little update on the water project and how that's coming along? We're certainly paying enough money. We're just wondering how it's going.
Well, you know, I would argue.
Say, okay. Point of order.
Okay.
Point of order.
Well, it's your call. Okay. Rick. You want to get back to him on that?
Yeah. So I mean, there's a lot of that goes into it, and I would argue paying enough money, because that's the problem. All this stuff costs a lot of money, and we're trying to build up some money. We're going to be borrowing money again. I think I talked about it at the last meeting. I'm working with the USDA on loans, and that's a process. And so it was waylaid because of political considerations in Washington, D.C., and we're just getting back on track now with that. So the fact of the matter is we don't have enough money to do these projects. And we didn't pay enough money for many, 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 many years, and it's going to take some time to dig ourselves out of a hole. So that's what we're trying to do. So it's a process.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. We are going to move on. We don't need a motion for the report. We're going to move on to committee assignments, which is up to the president to make a determination about committee assignments. Our big committee assignment for the year is budget, and there's quite a bit involved in not only making the new year budget, but also reviewing the current year budget. We're at mid-year, so the budget committee will be doing quite a bit of work on the current budget as well as the figuring out the next year's budget. I would like to ask our new director, David Tucker, if he would be interested in serving on the budget committee as well as...
I'll serve on the budget committee.
Director Mitchell.
Okay. I almost said no when you said there's a lot of work.
Well, you have a lot of experience, so
well,
I appreciate it. I've been doing it for the last couple years, and I think you guys will make a great team to work with our general manager. Other committee assignments, I think the only other one I can think of is we used to have a policy. Would that be helpful?
Yeah.
To have that committee or not? Do you want to just...
I don't.
Okay.
Really not, because there's, you know, it's a matter of because I'm going through them now. That's a big project, and I'm trying to reckon. So one of the things that we have is a disconnect between our personnel policy and our union contract, and one of the things I'm doing now is reconciling the differences. You know, because union contract with union employees prevails, and so I'm trying to make them agree with one another. So that's what I'm working through. Really, as far as a committee set up, it's really not. It's just me powering through, and then I bring them to you guys. You're the committee. You know, we'll bring them to you, and we'll discuss them once I have them in place.
I mean, you have other directors. I know we have our
If, you know, any
wordsmith over here.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. I mean,
and myself, always available if you need to run by some.
Yeah.
Well, so if I'm hearing you correctly, if you know you're looking at these various documents, and if there's something that's out of whack, you'll come to us and say, hey.
Yeah, you guys have to.
Document A says XYZ, document B says ABC. Mm-hmm. We need to fix that. Mm-hmm. And so you come to us to fix that. So you don't need an overlapping group of people to do that.
No. Now, for example, we have things like compliance officer in our job descriptions and referenced in the policy documents. Mm-hmm. LSPOA compliance officer. We have those sorts of things, and it's just.
It's old stuff.
Old stuff.
It needs to be updated. Okay. Well, just as long as we kind of stay on top of that, because I know we've done a few, and I know some of them need updating.
Yeah.
Just keep, make sure that we're within the current laws.
Yes.
And compliance there.
Yep, that's the goal.
Okay.
I do have a question. As I recall, I think the Budget Committee is not considered a standing committee under the Brown Act.
That's a good question. Because they don't meet regularly, I think you're correct.
Okay.
Yep.
So there will be no posting of agendas and minutes of meetings and things like that. That's required under the Brown Act for standing committees, but not for ad hoc. I guess that's what you're
ad hoc. Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Not any other further comments. Move on to item number 3, which is our review of our 2025 goals and establishing 2026 goals. Start with what we our review. We had 13 goals, and Rick, I'll let you take this. Want to go through them?
So I'll just go by one by one. So developing a new LSPOA contract. There's some legal stuff involved in that, and it's been. I talked to our counsel about it last week about where we're at. Supplied a lot of documents, and it's just it's taking a while.
Yeah.
You know, they have other clients. So anyway, it's in process. The questions are with them now to answer. So that's all I can say for that. Regulatory compliance, we're slammed. That's the cross-connection control program stuff and all of the testing requirements, the PFAS requirements, and the hex chrome requirements, and the I'm missing one big one. It's escaping me right now, but that's just it's an ongoing thing. The state constantly is throwing things at us. The cross connection control program. As you know, we trained Trevor to be our specialist. We're having trouble getting him to his test. As the American Waterworks Association administers a proctored examination. He went through the school, and they have a proctored examination. It's usually in Sacramento, we're trying to get him to one of those, and we haven't had any luck yet. So,
I do believe this goal, when we set it up, because you were fairly new, you were trying to grasp what were the compliance issues.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I think that was just to be able to identify what were all of the utility regulations that we needed to comply with. So do we now have an understanding of what those regulations are and the dates and some sort of spreadsheet so that if anybody comes in, they would know what we've done and what we need to do?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Yes.
So really, that's, I think, a completed goal. And then going into the actual compliance of each one is a whole nother set.
Yeah.
Okay. Great. So you've done better than you thought. Okay, number 3.
personnel training requirements and the compliance that goes along with that, the Cal OSHA requirements. We have a new training platform. We've been at it for quite a while. DKF Training Link. It's online, in person. They have in person classes. One of the things that we're dealing with now is the public works guys are required to do asbestos training because they cut into asbestos pipe. Anytime you do that, you have to have training. So they had, and that's in-person training. So they did an 8-hour class, I believe it was, last year that was held in Weed. And DKF is actually the company that did it. Then there's an annual retrain 2-hour class that they have to take, and that's a in-person class also. So we're hoping that they're going to have one up here, so I don't have to send guys away to take it. So they don't have any of them scheduled yet. They're just talking about it now. It's a great. They keep track of all the training records. One of the things that's required is regular tailboard meetings. The crew, it's an OSHA requirement. DKF provides every 2 weeks, have the guys come in. They have a live tailboard. They have different topics each 2 weeks that are covered. They're mostly Cal OSHA requirements. We're staying on top of that. They keep track of all the training records. If OSHA comes in, Cal OSHA comes in, and they're going to ask, where's your training records? It's in one spot. I can say, here they are. You know, we can provide them for you. So pretty valuable. So we've come a long ways with training. Training is very, very important to me. And so we're doing a lot better than we have in the past.
I have a question on that. Go ahead. I'm presuming that in our fire and police that you have ways of understanding what's coming up next or what you need to do or retrain or new training and record keeping and all of that, because this is what our GM reviewed was strictly for facility maintenance, but you guys have responsibilities for your own departments as well.
Yeah, we don't have any sort of system or anything that keeps track. It's just keep up here and records with the certs, because there's only a handful that are annual for us, and then our CPR is biannual. So it's for us, it's pretty easy to remember which ones we have to renew. A lot of our certs are good forever. We don't have very many. The OSHA ones are the ones that we have to do every year, the bloodborne pathogen and stuff like that.
But you don't have an agency coming in and wanting to see your records, right? Like the water and sewer.
If something were to go wrong, if I had a call where maybe something went bad, then yeah, definitely they would. That's the first thing they would do. So we do keep good records for them, but it's all just in paper records.
Okay. And how about for the police?
We're all tracked for our standards and training through California Post. It's the peace officer standard and training. They come and do a yearly inspection of all our training records. But our training cycle is on a biannual basis. So we have a set of things that every 2 years we have to have to stay in compliance with Post. So it's easy to track. The second we go to a training to knock them all out, it's automatically uploaded to our profiles. So we can see, I go log in and grab any one of these guys' trainings, their whole career, and it shows what date, how long the training was, where it was, so it's really easy to track for us.
So Post is the organization that keeps the record keeping for our police department, basically?
Yeah, they monitor a lot of stuff between, it's all peace officer standards, complaints that are filed through the state they hold on to, things that we have to react to or fill out also. It's all really through Post that track us to keep us in compliance with the state.
And do they ever send a person in to talk to you guys?
Every year, yes.
Oh, is that right?
This last one was September. They came in September 11th of last year, and we've been in compliance the whole time I've been here, so.
Excellent.
Usually get a good report.
Excellent, thank you. Cool. Okay, I was going to say there's a huge difference between
department where you have full-time employees and seeing you have part-timers that, you know, move, rotate through the department.
Yeah, volunteers.
Volunteers and they're not here for very long. So it would seem to me that it would be up to the firefighters to keep track of their own training.
Well, it's my responsibility because I can't send somebody out who claims they have a training, but they don't really have it. Because then it would come back on me. So when we get a new volunteer, the first thing I do is collect what certifications they have. And then we immediately just train them in-house on the things that they don't to get them to where they can respond right away.
Okay. So do you, when you said it, keep it up here, but you have either servers in on a computer program or you have paper?
Yeah. So we have Target Solutions.
Right.
That we use. I can log in and see everybody's certifications in there. But it doesn't send us any sort of reminder or anything. So when I said I keep it up here, it's like that. What I meant was when we have to renew them. Because I won't get any notification from anybody that says it's time to do this.
Okay.
We just have to remember to renew them. We try and do them all together as a department at the same time, usually in the spring. Because then I can hit the wildland recertification at the same time and get them ready for wildland fires in the summer.
Okay. Charlie, you have a comment?
I have a question.
What
to you, but it's probably for him. He said they cut asbestos pipe. What pipe is asbestos that we have?
Asbestos training?
There's always, if there's AC pipe.
It's not a water, in the drinking system. Water or anything,
right? It's, yes.
It is our drinking water.
Yes.
Well, isn't that a little scary to have asbestos?
It's common throughout the industry. Asbestos concrete. It's asbestos concrete. And it's fine. And we test for asbestos. It's common throughout the United States.
Okay. So was putting asbestos in your walls.
That's why you have to be. It doesn't escape. And asbestos in your walls isn't a problem until you disturb it, right? And so that's the point. When they disturb it, they have to be trained to deal with it.
Okay, we're going to bring it back to the goals. I think. On number three, board training.
So I had one thing about training on. So Chief Pappas has access to Vector Solutions now too,
okay.
And I think you found that they have a lot of good resources, a lot of good training resources for you to use.
Yeah, I said Target Solutions. It used to be called Target Solutions. Now it's Vector Solutions.
Yeah, that's through GSRMA.
Could I add one more thing on training? One of our required trainings every 2 years for the state of California is de-escalation training, just in case anybody was wondering.
It's important these days.
Okay, so board training. We have a new director, so, and I'm thinking, I know the last time we did it with Vector.
Yeah, I have to figure out where you guys are at. I think Director Tucker has 6 months to get his ethics training done. So there was ethics and then there was harassment. You're not required to do the harassment training because you're not paid.
And Brown Act.
And, well,
we always did
Brown Act is not, I mean, it's not... It's a good idea, but it's not required by the state.
Oh.
The ethics training is required by the state, and you know we'll talk about that next week when we have a sit down. And I need to get in there and find out when you guys did it last. You might be getting, I think it's every 2 years. I'll find out. I'll get
Brown Act training is, you know, there's always changes that are happening, so it's a good idea as long as we have some way of knowing what changes.
That's one of the things that our legal counsel's office does. They put out when there are major changes, they'll put out kind of a synopsis of what the changes are.
Right.
So.
Okay.
I'll find that out. I'll let you know. And then I'll get Director Tucker lined up for his ethics.
You've done a great job on improving our whole setup and getting everybody the training that you need. It's much, much better than it used to be.
Yes.
So number four, your favorite topic, secure funding.
So I sent USDA, they requested a bunch of information. I sent it to them. They wanted our final PER, water PER, and some other documents that they have now. I've sent to them and I haven't heard anything back from them. So that's where we're at on that.
Okay. Well, we have who is the person, who's our contact? Or more importantly, where our contact within USDA.
Oh, what's her name?
Where does this person work?
I think she's in Sacramento. Yeah, her name is Zia Yang is my point of contact.
And she has responsibility for all of California.
Probably Northern California. I think that Daniel Alvarado, who was the guy before, he was based in Eureka, yeah. And he had kind of the north end of the state, and I think north of Redding. And then to the coast, but yeah, he's gone. And Zia Yang, nice young woman, and okay. I sent them the information they requested, and they're reviewing it. So, and I'll say again, the bad news is that there doesn't appear to be any grant money attached to this. It's all loans.
But we might be able to get a loan.
Yes. Yeah, we certainly will be able to get a loan. And then we have to determine what projects we can do and how much of a loan we can afford to do projects. Yeah. So what we've whittled down to is, I think, around $4 million, right, from the original $8 million in our PER. And 40-year... if we did all of it at once, a 40-year, $4 million loan is about, it's between $16,000 and $17,000 a month.
Mm-hmm. Per month?
Per month.
I put a table together. It depends on the interest rate.
But yeah, we're right around 4% right now. So, figure out whether we can swing that or not.
Goody. The tanks.
Yes, yeah, so we had, you had the question of me, you know, we did have them inspected in August, and they haven't gotten any better, you know, they're not leaking yet. I had a long discussion with our Department of Water Resources regulator a couple of weeks ago, and Craig Bunis is his name, and it's ironic that if our tanks were leaking, we'd probably get money. You know, but since they're not, we don't, and they don't give you money until you're failing, which is really unfortunate because it's always more expensive when it's an emergency. They've gotten worse since the last time they were inspected. So 25, when was that? When was the last one? Was it 17? I think the one before that, and they've gotten a little worse. They're not, you know. They're not getting any better,
right.
And at some point, that you're going to start, the metals are going to start deteriorating, you know, and so then we leak, and then maybe we get some grant money if they fail, you know. I don't know, but yeah, USDA has that, and we'll see what they come up with.
One of the ideas of having the divers go back down was to kind of get a baseline of, okay, so it's been 7 or 8 years, how much have they deteriorated compared to the previous?
That's
5 years or whatever.
Tough. I mean, I can show you pictures.
Okay.
You know, I can compare the pictures from 2000. I can compare it because we did it in, no, there was one in between that. There was 7, there was 12, 17, 20.
COVID,
something like that, yeah, and then this one, they recommend it every 5 years,
right?
And so, you know, I can put together, you know, comparison pictures of the tanks if
okay.
you'd like.
Okay,
you want me to do that for the next meeting?
Sure.
Okay.
I mean, because this was a big issue for what we needed the monies for.
Yeah.
And we decided to go ahead and look at how the condition of.
Yeah, I'm talking to some different, and part of this is engineering too, because it's going to be, it's going to, you know, just the tanks, just doing the tanks, you know, hiring a company to come in and coat them and do that. That's pretty simple, you know, getting this, putting a spec together and what the expectations are. It's how you serve your customers when the tank is down that's
exactly
the problem.
Taking them offline.
That's the problem, and that's going to take, that's going to take some engineering. So I'm in contact with a couple of engineering firms, CRWA, who's a really good, I've talked about them a lot, really good resource for us. They've got a for-profit wing, that's the advocacy group, they have a for-profit wing, and I'm talking to them, and they seem to be better priced than some of these other outfits. So we'll have to get a new request for proposal. I'm just kind of feeling out now. And I sent them all of our stuff, and they've got all our stuff. They're taking a look at it, so they can kind of give me an idea what, you know, what we're faced with, kind of a rough idea. So.
Okay. Move on to number five, development implement a plan.
Again, it's expensive. It's going to be expensive, and it's you know, what are we going to spend our dollars on? And I have some in-house construction guys that have some expertise about some of this stuff that I'm kind of leaning on, and concrete is the big one. I think the fire hall was about $100,000 for concrete alone.
Yeah, that's exactly.
Concrete alone. You know, the building I'm looking at is a little bit smaller than that. You know, they're in a space right now. It's not great. It's not horrible. You know, it's kind of cozy, but.
I think that you would just want to keep this as a better goal, maybe the. Any kind of time frame by such and such to have at least a direction of where we're going to go?
I
think about it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Then I have some, a couple of alternatives that are on my mind. None of them are a trailer. And none of them are that. But, yeah, so, again, it's money. And what are we going to spend our money on? We've got water infrastructure stuff. We've got sewer infrastructure stuff. You know, and that comes out of those funds.
Right.
That's covered half with each fund.
Yep.
So.
I made an offer a few years ago. It stands.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Looks like number six is complete.
Number six, yes, that's complete.
Okay, so
and I think we've talked about that. We've covered that in meetings.
Number seven.
The Chiefs. I think they've gotten some. I think Chief Pappas just got an extractor. It's on order.
It's installed.
It's installed.
Yeah,
yeah.
My gear.
That was a big deal.
Nice.
Big deal. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It smells a lot better.
I think that one's.
It's ongoing,
I mean, it's
but
always
it's always,
ongoing,
yeah.
I think it's in good.
Yeah.
It's being taken care of.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
We hired an outstanding young man to be our new chief. He's doing a fine job too, by the way.
Yeah.
and now that he's not the only guy, he's a little less grouchy than he used to be.
Depends on the day.
Yeah, that's true.
The thing about number nine is aggressively.
Yeah, and so, you know, we intended to be way more aggressive, and then we didn't get the grant that we were after, which was going to pay for equipment, and it was going to pay for basically a full-time crew to go out and do it. So at this point, we're going to do what we can. You know, I don't know. I think probably the problem now is having guys that are trained to do that work.
So many guys that want to work.
Yeah.
Field abatement's hard work. It's,
yes.
And it's, I did it with them for a bit, and I hope to never do it again.
Kind of like me and sewer work.
Dragging the limbs up hills to get chipped is terrible. So yeah, that's the hardest part is finding. Yeah. But I think we'll pick a couple up this spring.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay, so keep that one on. Number 10.
Policy we talked about a little bit.
That's a really vague one.
Already? It's just, it's again, you well, know, we're...
Are we talking about policies here?
Mm-hmm.
So we have probably policies. Kind of, yeah, make that clear.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of policy development is kind of vague. So we're talking about
updating policies.
Updating the policy manual.
And there's also, there are policies that we should have that we don't have.
Okay. So update the policy manuals.
Yeah. Okay, and develop new ones.
I've got it.
Okay, number 11.
The IPP.
Yeah.
Got a pretty good draft of that. Not quite done with it. It's a pretty big document. Okay.
You know, every year, we just did this last night at the college, is they said all we did was change the date.
Well, we never had a good one.
But I think the requirement is that you're supposed to
have one.
You know, like you said, you can just change the date on it, but
yeah,
it's supposed to be reviewed every
yes.
year.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. So,
it's want to review that.
Yeah. Yeah. I've got a like I say, I've got a pretty good. We've never had a great one in okay. place. I've got a pretty good draft. Not quite done with it.
Okay.
Should be done with it shortly, and then we can. Then I'll bring it to you guys and we can review it.
Okay. Number 12.
Again, have had discussions with our water and our sewer regulators about this. We're not in good shape, and Rodney's been putting together. I asked Rodney for you know, I'm leaning heavily on him. You know, tell me the steps, then I'll put it together, right? And and so it's just something that we're working on.
So this is different than our compliance.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's part of a manual. A manual?
Well, each place has to have its own SOP, right? The sewer treatment plant has to have an SOP for everything that goes on out there. The pump stations have to have an SOP. Sewer spills, how you deal with spills, there has to be an SOP. So, you know, a lot of that stuff, yeah, you can put it together in one manual, but a lot of it, you know, like the pump stations, right? They're all a little bit unique. They have their own idiosyncrasies, and you have to have one in each spot, right? So that when somebody goes there and they've got a problem, they can drag it out. Okay, how do I deal with this? So it's a big deal, and Rod and I are plugging away on it.
Yep. Looks like 13, succession planning.
Yep.
Coming retirements.
Yep, we're feel pretty good about that.
I think we're doing everything we can possibly do there.
Yeah.
Getting people trained and then new hires that didn't move into that spot. So.
Yeah, they're, you know, with Jaime and how he's doing and Trevor's doing, Trevor's, you know, he's embracing it, and I think Justin's going to fit right in too, you know, embracing it. That's having guys that are viewing this as a career, they're viewing this somewhere that they're going to retire from is a big, big deal.
Yep. Okay. And what contracts do we need to focus on for this year? There's the contract with the Teamsters
mm-hmm.
is up in June.
Mm-hmm.
And are there other, I mean, we already did the contract with...
We have our audit coming up, and this is the, his final year. And we want to get back on the financial audit. And this was the last year of his 3-year. And so we're trying to get back on track. So that's something that as soon as he's done, I'll float that. As soon as he's done, he's coming in March.
I'm not sure.
I think it's the third week of March is when he's coming. Yeah. I talked to Andrea about it. I believe it was like March. Either the second or third week in March. We want to get on where when we want it is in September. That's when we want it, right after. So we're getting back on track with that. So as soon as he's done with this one, I'll float for proposals. We don't get very good participation in the process. We might be, it's unfortunate because it's kind of a good idea to have different eyes on you every once in a while. Larry's been doing it for a long time. Larry does a good job, and he knows us, but it's just a good idea to get different eyes on it every once in a while. But we don't get people expressing interest because we're kind of out here in the middle of nowhere.
Really? So those would be the two contracts.
Yeah.
It's Casella for contract?
No. 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 No, that's
purchase. Bring us back next month, maybe, with for the goals for next year, taking out 6, 7, and 8, and then
number 2,
maybe even 9, number 2. I think that one we could take out. Let's see, I think you crossed out 3. 3, yeah, I think we could take out 3 too, okay. I'd like to make number 4 our number 1 priority.
What's that? It is. Yeah.
It's a subset of the overall spend.
Yeah.
Does anyone have any thoughts about anything that you're thinking that you'd like to see on here? Or how you'd like to see the priorities listed?
Sorry. Hey, Rick. We got a call. Can you get the last?
Apparently, I can.
We should have done that first.
Yeah, we should have.
Anyway, that's why I say we could bring this back next month and everybody can have their input now that you've gone through it. So I'm
not suggesting that we add to the goal, but our current general manager's contract expires in January, 1 year from now.
Yep.
And as I understand it, he doesn't have interest in renewing.
I thought about that with the contract renewal.
You'd have to talk to my boss about that.
Number 14.
Oh, we're not going to let him leave.
Okay. So bring your ideas for next month, and we'll go through the goals for next year. All right. We have one more item, now that our chief's left. This is his item. Resolution 1-26 for the VFA agreement.
So the amount there is $3,575. It's a match grant, and it's for mainly personal protective gear.
Yeah.
It's money that we're getting, and it requires your signatures to accept it.
This is pretty much a grant that we get every year.
Yeah.
And like you said, protective gear, and so what's not to like about getting money to help our fire department?
Yep.
Right?
Yep. Exactly.
Okay. Questions, the board? Questions from the audience? Nope. Okay, great. Oh, Alan?
Can I make a suggestion? Whatever you're talking about, whatever document is at hand, you guys are looking at it. We don't know what you're talking about. We can't see it. Can we utilize the display, maybe? We do that in the POA meetings. It's great.
It's several pages long. I don't know how you're going to...
Well, we're looking
at... You do one page at a time.
Yeah, you just scroll.
It's online.
I provide a binder with a printed packet as well for you to look at if you need.
Then we all pass around?
How do you guys like to work that out? It usually lives here. That's where I set it.
The board packet's also on our website.
Oh, you can sign up for email.
Yeah, email. Just a good idea.
I'll put it up on the screen.
Some of these documents are kind of lengthy.
Paper is probably the easiest. Paper is the easiest for us to read. It's a little hard to read up here.
Yeah, sometimes.
Would you guys like individual packets printed for you?
I make a motion that we consider this.
Yeah, just a couple of them.
I got it on my phone.
Okay. You okay? You have a second?
I'm sorry, I missed that.
I made a motion that we approve Resolution 1-26. And Director Utek seconded the motion, correct? Okay, motion is second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay, motion carries. Okay, that concludes all our items for today. We now have staff comments. Any staff comments?
I do.
Yes?
I just am beating the drum again about our police department. And I just can't tell you how, again, I reviewed a lot of the body cam footage. And the new Axon technology that they have is it's great. And it's a liability saver. And when I watch these guys and how they conduct themselves in difficult situations, I'm very, very, very proud of these guys and how they conduct themselves. Because I get phone calls, this particular person that's on next door, I had a phone call. And I went in and the chief showed me the body cam footage of it. And these guys, they're amazing. So I just want to emphasize that.
What happens next with that?
Oh, I don't know.
You do have another conversation with her?
No, not me. If anyone has a complaint about the police department, they need to talk to the chief of police. That's where they need to go.
She called you though.
Yeah, and I told her to talk to the chief of police.
Did she?
No.
Yeah.
So can I add a little bit to this?
Staff comments.
For the same person? So I don't know, I don't have access to Nextdoor, I don't want access to Nextdoor. I don't want to see what people are saying, because most of the time it's not true or unfounded or doesn't serve a good purpose. This last complaint, it's not the first time she complained about something, but this last public complaint she's made, she wasn't even there. So, she's complaining about something she was not privy to or a part of at all. So, do that what you will.
Okay. All right, well, let's start with our board member comments. Director Tucker?
Thank you for showing up and your participation. And see you next month.
Okay. Director Utek?
I'm glad to have you at your first meeting with us.
Thanks.
Look forward to the future.
Thank you.
Director Chandler?
I'm just wish everybody a happy 2026. I wondered if anybody saw the online posting from a board of supervisors about the wolf pack in Chattanooga, Shasta Vista. Mm-hmm. It's pretty wild, huh?
Mm-hmm. It is mating time. Mm-hmm. So they're around.
Yeah. It's not very many wolves in our county, though. I think I read a number that was not. I mean, it's like we don't need to be afraid to go outside or anything. It's not like we're going to travel right over here, but yeah. It was interesting to get that posting.
Keep your cats and dogs inside.
It sort of sounded like it was right next to Chasina until I looked. I'm like, wait a minute.
So about 3 months ago, I ride my bike up Juniper Valley Road, and where it curls around the back of the eights, I saw wolf tracks there. They were 5 inches.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
Yeah.
Live in the wild.
Careful. Hey, Vice President.
I think we
I think we accomplished quite a few things in 2025, and we've got lots of things to do in 26. I just wish we could find a fount of cash to get done everything we need to do, because infrastructure has been a big issue here and continues to be a big issue. So hopefully we can get something accomplished this year, and that we have some funds to do some top projects. So looking forward to this year.
Okay. All right. Well, I agree. I just wanted to mention that the passing of Doug Amalfa, we have no representation for a while now. Very unfortunate. His assistant in Reading was very available to us, and she was quite devastated, obviously, with his passing. So it's rather unfortunate that the governor has decided to have a special election in August.
The 4th, right?
Nobody saw that coming.
August 4th.
Yeah. So it is what it is. But anyway, we are going to adjourn, Bill.
There was an announcement that there was something for him on the 24th. Do you know anything about that?
24th?
Yeah, Friday.
Memorial. Oh, there's a memorial in Chico for Doug at their fairgrounds.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the memorial, yes. We got an invitation.
Have we adjourned the meeting?
Yeah.
Have we adjourned the meeting?
Not yet. We're
getting there. I had one more thing that I forgot to say. I almost forgot to say this. Go Seahawks!
No way!
Yes, sir! Yes, sir!
Yes,
sir! Yes, sir! Yes,
49er territory.
I'm sorry. I sympathize.
Anyway, hope to see you guys all next month. Thanks.
Thank you, Chuck, for the body camera.